I was wondering when I would get to see you again. It feels like forever since we had a chat. Part of our deal is checking in with me, remember? That's why you haven't talked to me for a bit. I've been quite lonely, you know. I only agreed to give you part of my powers in exchange for a bit of fun and company. Lately, it seems you're more focused on fighting and saving the world instead of paying attention to your patron. I don't like that. I should be priority number one. Without me, you would be nothing. You would have no magic, no powers. You would just be a regular person out there in the world, instead of on some grand adventure saving the world. I'm not asking for much from you, Poppet. In order to appease me, you must give me tribute, remember? I thought you might. According to Section 86 of our contract, you agreed to make a tribute at least once a week as well as whenever I demand it. I am demanding that you make tribute right now since you've been ignoring me. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, I hate more than being ignored, especially by the pieces I so willingly loan my powers to. If you aren't going to give me something in return, why would I help you out? That would be a stupid deal. I don't make those. And I'm guessing you want to keep your powers, don't you? Then you have to do what I say or else I'll take them away. I can take them away faster than you can say please. All it takes is a snap of my fingers and poof, you're powerless. It would be wise of you to not get so greedy and to remember who wears the collar and who holds your leash, Poppet. For the foreseeable future, I say jump and you do it. You don't even get to ask how high, you just act. It's not your place to question me, is it? Look at you, starting to get the hang of it. There are a dozen other people who would take this deal simply to fuck a fae like myself. The powers would just be an added benefit. You always pretend that you don't want this, that you don't like it, but you always end up enjoying it, don't you? I start to caress your cheek like this, and you nuzzle into it like that. You aren't even aware of how your body responds to me, and yet you do it. It's all unconscious for you because you're attuned to my frequency. I can grab you by the neck and watch you melt into my touch, your tongue darting out and swiping your lips, pupils dilating. You always want to make this a challenge for me. Make me show you your place and where you belong. I have no problem with that. So I won't be asking twice. Get on your knees, Poppet. You haven't earned the honor of looking me in the eyes anymore. Look at that. You can do something right. Show me you're sorry for your weekly tribute session by kissing my heel. Go on, kiss it. Good. Glad to see you aren't too proud to grovel for my approval. You must understand how much trouble you're in. You're that eager to keep your powers. Do you even remember what it was like to be powerless in this world? Have you forgotten everything I've gifted you, Poppet? It's so nice to see you humbling yourself despite your pride. Putting that to the side to please me is a very smart decision. It's not like having dignity serves any purpose in front of a fae creature. I could easily make you do all this with a flick of my wrist. But it's way more fun for me to see you do it yourself. To watch you submit to me slowly. I quite like making you dance for me, Poppet. You're just so adorable when you're trying not to pout and attempting to be good for me. I wonder just how far you'll go for me. You are to remain on your knees. If I want you to move, I'll simply snap my fingers and reposition you how I need. Same with your clothing. If it happens to get in the way, I'll simply snap my fingers and just like that, they're gone. What? Did you forget? After all this time, you've forgotten what I can do. Despite the spectral hand caressing your ass, despite me being directly in front of you. Oh, you're adorable. I want you to try something. Try your magic for me. See? Nothing. You don't get your powers until you pay the tribute, puppet. I'm giving you the honor of remembering what it feels like to be powerless. I want you to remember everything I do for you and where you belong. Poor thing. Didn't realize the spectral hand would be punishing you, did you? Thought it was going to spend the entire time rubbing your ass and treating you sweetly? You don't deserve that. You have to earn my kindness again, puppet. You forced my hand. At least now you're going to be humbled. That's what you need more than anything. You've gotten used to being powerful. It's clear you need to feel vulnerable again. A bit of a reminder that you're nothing without me. Oh, come on, it doesn't hurt that bad. You can take it. You can take way more than that. What? Does it not feel good? Come on. Cry for me. Oh, that's it. Trying to keep your composure in front of me? That won't do. I want to see you crying, puppet. I want to make you feel sorry. Most importantly, I want you to learn a lesson. Remember who you got your abilities from. For the rest of our contract, you belong to me. That's why I get to do this. Oh, that's it. Let it all out, puppet. I find you even hotter when you're crying. Oh, that's it for me. Yeah. Taking your spanking so well. Yes, you are. Now, are you sorry? Good. Are you going to remember your weekly tribute? Then you're forgiven, puppet. Almost. I'll give you your powers back after you pay tribute. On to the final part of your punishment. Normally, I touch you for tribute. I like to give it a personal touch. But not this time. I'm not going to be touching you. My spectral hand will get you off for me. I'm going to stay standing right in front of you while you look at the ground. And then you're going to come when I tell you to. If you behave yourself, maybe. Maybe I'll let you go back to your dreamless sleep after this and leave you alone for the rest of the week. You won't be missing one of these for a while. I'm making sure of it myself. So you're going to be good for me so that you get your powers back, right? Wouldn't want you to be all powerless out there and make a complete fool of yourself, right? Look at you learning so quickly. That's a good puppet. Oh, look at that. The spectral hand fits so perfectly against you, doesn't it? Starting at a nice, slow pace. Nothing you can't handle, right? It's just like when I do it myself. This is how you get back on my good side and earn my touch, Poppet. You miss the feeling of the warm breath dancing across your neck as I grip your hip tight enough to leave a bruise. You miss the way it feels when I'm on top of you, rocking my hips against yours, bringing us both pleasure from the friction. Such a shame that you don't get to experience that tonight. If only you had behaved yourself. If only you remembered our little tribute session. Then you wouldn't have a sore ass and a spectral hand getting you off. You would have had my wet pussy well within reach, bringing us both pleasure, making us both feel good, making us both getting closer to our orgasm. But now you have to do everything within your power to be good for me, don't you? You're going to earn your powers back no matter what it takes. Earn my forgiveness, even if it means debasing yourself. You're willing to do anything to get back on my good side, and you're determined. You would rather grovel and plead for forgiveness than be powerless, right? It's pathetic how much you crave power and how much you need me. Honestly, can you do anything by yourself? You needed to be reminded to pay tribute. You needed to be reminded where you get your powers from. And now I'm getting you off. I'm not sure if you can take care of yourself. I don't know if you have what it takes. You're so fucking clueless without me, Poppet. Everything you have is because of me. Because of our deal. It would be smart of you to remember that so I don't have to punish you. Wouldn't you rather be grabbing my tits as I grind against you moaning? Wouldn't you rather feel me against you? That's what you could have had if only you followed instructions. Instead you get this. A spectral hand stroking you with only yourself to blame. What do you say? Who do you blame? Who do you thank for teaching you a lesson? Yes, it is because of me. Now I want you to thank me for something specifically, Poppet. How else would I know you learned your lesson? Tell me what you're thankful for. So good for me, Poppet. You're on the right track. And I know you know better than to come without my permission when you're being punished. You don't want to make things worse for yourself, do you? You're feeling good with the magical hand playing with you, stroking you so sweetly, making you mew like a kitten for me. You don't want to make me stop the hand when you're just starting to enjoy yourself. The arousal building in your gut as you keep your eyes on the floor. I'll determine when you can look up at me. That's reserved for those that are good for me. I will let you look me in the eye when you've earned my forgiveness. Naughty warlocks don't deserve to see their patron. After all, I'm an ethereal fae creature, and what are you? You're nothing without me. That's why I hold the leash to your collar, metaphorically speaking. Maybe it shouldn't be metaphorical, though. You would like that, wouldn't you? You could bear my mark right on your neck. Right here. Ooh, and it would burn every time you need to make your tribute. I would, of course, wipe the mark away when we're done with the contract. But while you still serve me, it could be a good reminder. Every time you look in the mirror, you would see my brand on your neck. It would remind you where you get your powers from, who you serve, who you are beneath. And it would look so fucking sexy too. What a tempting sight to see you fighting your battles, proudly showing the world everything I've granted to you. Mark you as one of my own so others don't try to poach you from me. It might not seem like it, but I've happened to grow attached to you, Puppet, even if I don't act like I am. And what kind of patron would I be if I let you get away with things like skipping your end of the deal? That doesn't teach you responsibility. I mean, would it even teach you anything? It would teach you absolutely nothing. You would get spoiled, and I don't want that to happen. I want you to stay humble, Puppet. You look so good on your knees being fucked. And you feel good, don't you? With every move of the hand, you get closer to your orgasm as you struggle to keep your composure. I know you feel good. I see how hard you're trying to get back on my good side. How hard you're struggling not to come right now. Keep it up and you'll be there in no time. Just hold off on your orgasm until you get permission. It's that easy. I'm really making it that easy for you to get your powers back. I should be hearing nothing but gratitude coming from that pretty mouth of yours. Moans, whimpers, whines, maybe words of gratitude. All of those lovely noises, all for going easy on you. I'm even letting you prove to me why I should keep you as my plaything, Puppet. Aren't I so nice? Aren't I so generous? Thank you, Puppet. You're welcome for taking it easy on you. Getting so close to your orgasm. I can see it in your body language, Puppet. You aren't going to make it much longer. I should probably take pity on the pathetic thing in front of me and grant you release. You would love that, wouldn't you? So desperate and pathetic for me on your knees. I can't help looking at you with adoration. You're so pretty when you're trying not to come. And I know you are desperate to hear me say those simple words that give you everything you want. Then you'll be powerful again in all my good sides. You'll get praise and compliments and everything you've ever wanted, everything you've ever craved. And that means you want to be good for me. Sure, you pretend you don't want to. You pretend to hate every time you come here, saying you don't like this and that. But you always end up enjoying yourself, don't you? Always end up feeling good and begging. It's our little game at this point. Pretending you hate me only to love how I fuck you, how I make you come. You come so prettily for me, Puppet. Make the cutest noises when you finally let go. But this is a punishment. That's why I'm not giving you permission just yet. No, no, no. You have to work hard for it. If you aren't desperate for me, if you aren't begging me to come, then clearly you don't need to do it. So if you want to come, Puppet, let me hear you beg. Let me hear just how close you are, how desperately you need to orgasm. Come on, you can do it for me. Let me hear it. Keep going. Come on. You don't sound desperate enough. Absolutely pathetic. You can come for me. Come for your patron, Puppet. Come on, I know you need to. Be good for me and let go. Oh, just like that. Good job. Oh, that's it. Letting go for me on command. Oh, that's it. It seems you can do something right, can't you? That's right, Puppet. You can do something right. And that means you're forgiven. You took your punishment so well. You can look at me again. Let me see that cute face of yours, Puppet. I've missed it dearly. Oh, that's my pretty warlock. Did so good for me. I'm so proud of you, puppet. You're not going to be forgetting your weekly tributes anytime soon, are you? Then that means it worked. Where do you get your powers from? So, who should you be grateful towards? That's right. Now you can have your powers back, as well as another gift from me. I do need you to bare your neck for this part, puppet. Don't look at me like this. This is for your own good. You'll be thanking me for this next week, I promise. I'm going to put my warm hand right on the side of your neck. Like this. And there. There's your brand. When you start to feel it tingle, that's how you will know I am wanting your attention. Now you literally can't forget about me. Oh, I bet you want to go back to your dreamless sleep now, don't you? Boo. You're no fun. But fine, fine. I got my weekly tribute and you took your punishment, so there's nothing I can make you do. I'll leave you alone for the rest of the night, as boring as that is. But if I get lonely, or if I get bored again, you'll feel my sigil on your neck start tingling. And I think you'll know what to do from there. You're not as stupid as you look, puppet. Have a nice sleep. I'll be seeing you sooner than you think.